Hey, what's going on, you guys? Brandon Lynette here, your host of the Listen Bitch podcast, and I have a surprise for you today. I am going to be introducing you guys to my newfound Facebook friend, Joey. I stalked his page, and I think you guys are going to love this conversation. I literally have had 30 seconds just kind of telling him that we're going to wing the podcast here. But I stalked his Facebook page, and yeah, I think you guys are definitely going to be excited about some of his things. One of the posts that I saw on his page, he was talking about how he survived burnout. And I think this is something we can all relate to because it literally happens. I just came off the summer season with six kids and a job that was part-time that turned full-time. And I feel that. I feel the burnout. And some of the things that I talked to you guys about were things that he avoided because he didn't have the energy to do it. And I love this. I love this. Something that I think the value that Joey's going to bring here is the fact that his whole platform is to have that core value, to have the core value statement. So Joey, welcome to the podcast. I want you just to introduce yourself a little bit, kind of give us some background on your story. And yeah. Welcome.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And I just have to be clear, you have six kids?
Six kids, yes.
Okay, so that's a whole nother story.
It's a whole
I just got overwhelmed by that.
Yes.
Wow. Thank you. So thank you for having me on. And I'm so glad we're able to do this winged conversation. I think it's gonna be great. And so I'm Joey Chandler, and yes, like the guys on Friends, and I'm a coach. I help people figure out who they are at their core and then how to bring more of that to their life. And this, I've been a coach for quite a few years, but really what happened actually was from the burnout that you mentioned in January of 2022. I woke up, I was going through divorce, living alone, COVID, business was struggling, just a whole slew of things. And I woke up one morning in January. I just said, I got nothing left. I can't be anything but me. I just don't have the energy. And a couple of days later, I said, well, okay, if I can only be me, then who am I and how can I be more of that? And I had some experience from coaching and helping people with purpose and why and those sorts of things. But because I had no energy, it's not I was against whys or purpose or anything. I just didn't have the energy. I'm like, I can't help the world. I'm just trying to get out of bed. And so I just started letting everything go. And I end up creating what I call a core statement. And my core statement is I am love. And what love means to me is belonging, connection, and curiosity. And I just started waking up each day saying, how can I bring more of that to my day? And some days it was like, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna walk around the bed, I'm gonna get back into bed. That was as courageous as I could be. But within a few months, I had actually recovered from burnout without doing any of the journaling, meditation, yoga, any of the stuff that you normally would do in burnout. I didn't do them again, not because I was against them, but because I just didn't have the energy. And so I recovered by April or May. And then I started going like, wow, that was kind of cool. Like, how'd that happen? And so I just started exploring this idea of who are we at our core and how can we be more of that? And what I realized is that we put so much energy into being who we think we should be or who we need to be that it just drains our energy. And so we're not able to be ourselves. The businesses that we live in are, so many companies say these are our core values, but the employee and the experience is something far less than that. And so everything, we're just working against this whole, we're working against just being ourselves. And so I help people, businesses, companies be able to say, hey, this is who we are, and how can we be more of that in our lives, whether you're a person or a business.
Right. I love all of that. And I have to go back to the Joey Chandler, okay? Because you said friends, and when I first saw your comment, because you guys, I literally threw up a post in a podcast group I joined in one day. Okay? I threw up a post and I went through the comments and I see this guy is Joey Chandler and I'm like, this Facebook page probably isn't real. Some kind of scam art. It was just weird. So, yeah, I stalked you out a little bit. But so this is what I really wanted I do this podcast because I want to empower people to take massive responsibility for where they are and understand that we get to choose where we go. So, when you're talking about core values and you're coaching people, how do you bridge that gap between understanding that where we are now may not be where we want to be. So how do we come to terms with loving where we are and still finding that safe space to know that we have the power and the potential to create where we want to go?
Yeah. So it's a couple of things. It comes down to actually three main steps. It's clarity, action, and growth. So the first thing is getting clear on who you are. I'll be honest, most people, and I didn't have this until I burnt out, because that's when it forced me to get really clear. When you increase your clarity, and by clarity, you should be able to say exactly this is who I am. Like, you know, I am love. And I can say that over and over again in all sorts of different ways. And so you want to be really clear on it. And then you want to have a system for taking action. And sometimes it'll be big action, but also sometimes, like, if you're burnt out, getting out of bed is a huge action. And so what I train people on is just to ask the simple question of who am I at my core, and how can I bring more of that to this situation? So I'm like right now, currently I'm selling my program. I'm talking to people, and I'm targeting high-end coaches, because my stuff helps people solve blocks for them to go forward. And high-end coaches are really, they take a lot of action. So it's really fun to work with. And I noticed I've been like, oh, I can't sell this, I'm not that, you know, like I'm stuck. So I sat back and I said, okay, what part of my core self is missing here? And I'm like, oh, I don't feel like I belong. Like I'm trying to let them into their club, and I don't belong there. And so I said, okay, well, what, you know, how do I belong? And I just reminded myself that I produce really amazing results really fast by helping people get clear on who they are at their core. So, and I went from like, well, I don't care if I belong to their club. They should be worried about if they belong to my club. You know, like it went, right. And it just gives you the confidence. And then the other part, and this is crucial in that situation where people are like, well, this is where I am and this is where I want to go. You need to have a system for growth, because who we are at our core, we spend so much time, as I said, being who we think we need to be, that we actually need to build up our muscles to be ourselves. And from that, and the way we do that is we just evaluate, you know, what worked or didn't work, celebrate the person for whatever effort you took, and then what revisions can you make so that you can take another step. And then as you take revisions, that's going to give you more clarity, which is going to help you take more action, which is going to help you grow, and it goes around and around.
Okay. I love this. And I know that my audience is eating this up right now, because it is just perfect in alignment of things that we've talked about. One of the most important things about taking responsibility for where you are is owning who you are and giving yourself the grace to grow. And it's literally about moving the needle a little bit every day. We're not going to have 100% days every day. So it's about giving ourselves the grace. What did you do before you were coaching? I want to get to the core of your story of, like, I feel like so many of us that are in the coaching space, that are in the space of wanting to help other people, we come from a place of a little bit of a struggle, a little bit of pain. What is your background behind that? Was it the burnout that made the shift for you?
No, that was the thing that really focused my thing around these around core values. So I'm just one of those people who love teaching and coaching. If I look back, every single one of my jobs, at some point, I brought in education. Like I sold shoes at one point, and I ended up calling all the different shoe vendors and saying, hey, will you come in and train me and our people on the latest shoes so that we can sell them better? And it was people were like, wow, this is incredible. But like, for me, that was just like what I did. So part of coaching is a little bit of like, you know, who I am. But the thing that really that started me on this path is I used to do tribute videos for people. And these are videos where if like doing one for your mom, we get like 30 or 40 or 50 of her best people saying what they love and appreciate about her, put them all together, and you show it at a birthday party or a retirement or something. And I did several hundred of those videos in the 2010s. And somewhere along the way, I started to see there was always a theme in the video. The person was about love or joy or happiness or something like that. And it wasn't like super loud. It wasn't super overt. But because I spent so much time, I spent years of my life editing these videos and hearing people say something nice about each other, that eventually I was able to start to pick up on this theme. And then once I saw it everywhere. And I'd been involved in coaching. And so I had kind of a predilection towards understanding how we work. And then I did videos for people from 7 to 90 all over the world. And so it just dawned on me that we all have something at our core. It influences how we act and interact with people. And what was happening is that it was being reflected back to the person through what their friends and family was saying. And essentially it was getting condensed down. And because I spent so much time watching it, I was the person that was able to pick up on it. So then I took that and I said, oh, we must all have this thing. And then I said, okay, how can we bring this thing from the background of our lives to the foreground? And I spent quite a few years doing that. And initially I thought that was a sense of purpose. Like our purpose was to love or to be joyful or be happy. That didn't work. That business failed miserably. And what I realized was it's not our purpose. It's actually just who you are at your core and how you take actions and manifest that. That's what's really there. And that's how I got to be where I'm at.
I think that's beautiful. And you're a breath of fresh air for the listeners. I guarantee they are eating you alive right now. I want you guys to check out Joey Chandler. And we'll make sure before we end this that you share your website and all the places that they can go to find you and to pick up on this. Something I would ask if you could give us just a little condensed process of like, how do they figure out their core statement, their core value? How do you suggest people do this? Because it's the hardest part. It's the hardest part to face ourselves in the mirror, to really see who we are, to own that at our core. So what are some of the steps for them to get started?
Yeah, there's three questions. This is okay. The first thing you do is, and I have I'll have to check. I do this now actually on a, I used to coach people through this process, but I now have a form because it actually works better for people to do it themselves because then I don't put myself into it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
It was one of these things. I did it because I was doing Clubhouse and I'm like, I can't do this so many times on air. It was too much for me and too boring for other people. So I said, here's a form. And it turned out it worked way better because people can answer these questions in their own space and create their own language. But here are the questions. The first thing you're going to do is you're going to ask yourself, when you interact with people, how do you want them to feel? And do you mind if I ask you these questions?
No, I love that.
Yeah. So I'm just gonna walk you through the process and everyone else can listen in.
Okay.
So when you interact with people, how do you want them to feel?
I know how I make people feel and I love that. I own it. People feel safe. People feel loved. People feel accepted. I'm a safe space for people.
Okay, awesome. You help people feel safe, loved, and accepted.
Right.
Okay, great. Now, who we are at our core has been there for a very long time. So it had been there when we were young. So when you think of the feeling of when you felt safe, loved, and accepted, when you feel that way, how would you describe that feeling in language that you would have used when you were a young person?
Okay. So that's funny. You're putting me in the hot seat right now. I'm sweating a little bit.
I promise it's almost done.
No, I think my power is that I spent a lot of my childhood not feeling safe, loved, and accepted. That's my story. Yeah. I didn't have that. And it really came down to me accepting me.
Right.
And that's my superpower of just being in that space where it was just me with me, feeling safe, loved, and accepted, and being able to tell little me I was always there. Like I was always there.
Right. That, and 100% you are. And I'm not asking you to go back to find a spot where you felt that because you may not have. I'm just asking you to think about like right now when you feel that, when you feel safe, loved, and accepted, like when you feel that, how would you describe that feeling in language that you would have used when you were young?
In language I'm overthinking this for real. I guess very simple, just like that. I would explain the feeling of just love.
Yeah. So love. Are you about, I'm going to ask to, can I say the word that's coming through to me?
Yeah.
Is joy.
Joy.
Are you about joy? Is that anything for you?
It is. Joy is a big thing for me. Joy is, it definitely defines a lot of the experiences I'm having lately. I'm having a great time.
Yeah. And would you say you're more about love or joy?
I would say they're pretty neck and neck. there's not one without the other for me.
Right. But if you had to choose one.
If I had to choose. Joy.
Yeah. 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 Your for face. Sure. Lit. If people mm-hmm. are watching, like, your face smiles.
Right.
And yeah. And so, yeah. So you're about joy. And we can look back throughout your life, and there's a ton of places where you have helped yourself and other people experience joy. Correct?
Right.
Yeah. And there's a bunch of places where you've struggled with that. You're not perfect at it.
You've done
things or said things or that have left people feeling something less than joy, or you didn't stand up for what you needed, and you know, a whole bunch of different things.
Right.
And now joy is a great big broad word. It means lots of different things to different people. So for you, what would be three words that help you experience more joy?
Peace. Mm-hmm. I can't experience joy without the peace. Love is joy. Laughter is joy.
Mm-hmm. So peace,
lightheartedness. Yes.
Yep. Peace, laughter. Anything? What would be a third one?
Probably the love.
So love is a little core. It's a little too big.
Okay.
It's hard to get access through that. Like when you feel love, when you feel that sense of love, I'm going to guess something like boldness or creativity, something in that realm.
Creativity definitely is a source of joy for me. That's why this podcast is here. That's why I do what I do. It's a creative outlet. So yeah, creativity is perfect.
So we could do this a little bit more, you know, but you could get grounded. But so you could say like, yeah, I'm about joy. And joy for me is peace, laughter, and creativity.
Perfect.
Does that feel about right to you? Yeah,
that hits the nail on the head for sure.
Yeah. And you can, I'm going to guess that a lot of your life is about helping people be creative so they can experience peace and have a sense of laughter and love their life.
Right.
Is that about right?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
For sure.
So that's the core statement. And the reason this works, the reason why this works, it's not anything mysterious, is that who you are, who I am, who we all are, is far more powerful and far closer to the surface than we realize.
Right.
But we don't live in a world that says, hey, tell us, you know, Brandon, I want to help you figure out you so that you can be your full self. We don't live in that world, unfortunately. We live in a world that says you need to act this way or do this or do that. And so like for right now, what there's be there for you to do is to go out and build up what I call your core muscles. Practice, like, what does joy mean to you? How does it show up in your body? How does it feel? Like, you know, when you're experiencing peace, what does that really look like? What do you need to have in your life? Like, you know, you got six kids. How do you have peace with six kids? And
my husband and would say we don't.
we don't. Right. And this is where the clarity, action, and growth. You get more clarity around who you are. Now you can go take actions. You can say, okay, what can I do today to bring some laughter to my life? The other word that I'm just going to, that's there for me too, a sense of contribution or something, because that I'm going to guess that's there, but that may be in creativity.
Right.
And you can play those three words. I call those your core pillars. Those kind of are a little bit flexible. I'm guessing joy is probably going to stay solid, but those three you may, like I just recently changed connection to belonging. Like I realized I just didn't want to connect with people. I wanted to feel like I belonged in wherever we were at. And so, and that to me had a deeper sense of love. So you can tweak those words as you use them.
Right.
But they're probably true or relatively true. And everybody has these because everybody has something at their core. And the reason I know this is that if I did a video for you, I get 30 or 40 or 50 of your best people all saying what they love and appreciate about you. And there would be a theme in that video, and joy would be a reasonable interpretation of that theme.
Yeah. My inner self is like, there's no way. But yeah, no, I do think that is true for sure.
And this is the part that's a little bit funny about me is like, I'm like, you have to prove to me, you would have to go out of your way to prove to me that one, you can do a video for people. of all these people saying what they love and appreciate, but there would be no theme in that. You'd be like, no, there's no way there's a theme. And there's no way that theme could ever be joy. And I just don't think you could. Like maybe joy is, maybe it's excitement or freedom. It might be a different word, but there's going to be something there.
Right.
And that's where I have utmost confidence in talking to people that we can figure out who they are. And here's the beauty. This is the part that's amazing, is you're going to find that any place where you're experiencing something less than joy in your life, some aspect of peace, laughter, or creativity is missing or could be elevated.
Right.
And so you now have
that.
So you now have a tool. So these are not just like core values, like, oh, I want to feel this way to be a good person. These are tools that you can use to solve problems and achieve goals.
Right. I'm going to be listening back to this podcast. I never listen to my podcast after I record it. It's one of those things of like, it's out there. I will critique. I will pick myself apart. I don't listen to it, but I feel like this is huge. So I want my listeners to be excited. I want you guys to do the work. I want you to figure out what are your three words. And I mean, you saw me get uncomfortable, you guys. I don't mess around with that stuff. I sweat when it comes to me, right? It's easy for me to try to help other people, talk about other people, put other people on the spotlight. But when it comes to talking about ourselves, it's uncomfortable. So I wanted you to know it probably is going to be a little hard, but I think it would be worth it for sure. Joey, who are some of your influences in life?
Let's see. I got to go to mom. That's like, okay. And, you know, everybody goes mom. My mom said when I must've been like 17 or 18, she's like, Joey, you have to do something you're passionate about. And at that point I'm like, no, I got to get a job. I just remember like, oh man, I messed up with that. And, I love Robin Sharma. He talks just a lot about leadership. And honestly, recently I've been reading a lot of autobiographies of musicians and listening to on audiobook. And so in terms of like influence, I'm really present to like the Beastie Boys and Johnny Cash and Miles Davis and David Grohl's autobiography is really great. And what I love about all of those people is that there's a part in every one of those stories of musicians, they say, you know, something happened. And then we discovered our voice, or I discovered my voice. And it's like in every single one, Bruce Springsteen has it, like, and I love that moment. And so I think of myself as, you know, I'm 52, I'm going to be 53 here next month. And I'm like discovering my voice in the past like year or so. And I just feel like I've struggled in all sorts of different ways. But I'm like, wait a minute, I'm discovering my voice. I have something to say. And I got that from listening to musicians.
I mean, that's amazing. That I love that you found that inspiration there. I love that you see the pattern in people. I think you are a gift and you're definitely, your voice needs to be heard. So however I can support you or share your work, I'm going to be doing that. And I'm a new fan. I'm going to be following all the work that you're doing because I think that's amazing. What is the one thing you would tell someone who is listening, who is just truly struggling on that introspective part of their life? That.
Yeah. The first thing is that you have something incredible at your core. The other odd part about me is I'm atheist. I'm not on the spiritual side, but the way I believe it is that whether you believe your core comes from a spirit, a soul, an energy, God, you know, wherever it comes from. For me, I believe it's just part of the way our body, you know, somewhere along the line, being happy and loving and joyful gave us an evolutionary advantage. I don't care where it comes from. I just know that you have it. It's in your core. There's something there. And we don't have to talk about where, we don't have to debate where it comes from, but we can talk about it's there. And that thing is way more powerful, way closer to the surface than you realize. And if you can get some clarity around it, start to take action and then grow, you will be able to find a way. I know that it can get really hard, but if you build up your muscles of being yourself, not who you think you need to be, but being yourself, you'll just find that you have a stronger foundation to take the steps and deal with, you know, all the junk that people are dealing with these days.
5 years from now, what does your life look like? When you're moving the needle and you're making this progress, what massive changes do you see happening with the trajectory of where you are with your core values right now?
Yeah, I think I'm retraining massive corporations to have core values that people believe in. I think that's it. I mean, we're talking you know, I could go through every corporation should have three core values that tell a story, that say, you know, we help people do, you know, for some version of clarity, action, and growth. Because that way, when a person comes into the company, they're like, oh, this is how Facebook operates. This is how Google operates. It's not like this 6, 8, 10 core values like that nobody actually believes.
Right.
It's this process. Because if we could help individuals be more clear on who they are, then we can help companies be more clear on who they are. We can also help countries be more clear on who we are. Because,
right.
you know, our country said we're about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all. And we haven't done a very good job of that.
No.
And to me, that's a place where we are not living true to our core values. And so 5 years from now, this message that we can live true to our core values will be more true. And thank you for asking that, because I just got scared when you asked that.
I love that.
I'm like, but wait a minute, that's the natural progress. That's if I keep speaking this, that will most likely happen.
I hope your work is contagious. I hope that people are inspired by this and they work on their core values, because so many corporations are skeleton shells and the employees don't feel any, they don't feel recognized, noticed. I know my husband works for a company and it's never been personal. Over a decade now, it's just not personal. There's not a core value. You could talk to any employee on any given day and they're just like, this place doesn't give a shit about us. Like, that's just the truth of how so many people feel working for these places. And I think if we all take massive responsibility for ourselves, all of us at the core of not even just the corporation, it does have to start with you, of just taking that massive responsibility and figuring out who you are at your core. That's where we start moving the needle in big places. If you get 30 people that walk into a company that are working there that have strong core values, it's going to reflect a lot in the energy, the entire energy of that building.
Yeah. And the beauty of it is that it doesn't take a lot of work, because the core values that a company comes up with is somehow reflective of the founders, like way back when. Like, they may have been lost over time, but there is something there. Just like you, like, you know, I have a strong sense of belonging in a lot of places in my life, but I also don't have it everywhere. There's places where I struggle with that. And a corporation has the exact same thing. There are places where they actually are being their core values, and there's a bunch of places where they're not. And so for a corporation, what there is to do is to get clear on their core values, reduce them down to three, because three you can actually talk about. And I learned this from the burnout. I used to have five of those core pillars. Okay. And I heard a story. I was talking to a friend who told me a story about the Navy SEALs, who said they put everything in sets of three because when you're in war, apparently you can remember three things more than four or five. And at that point, I was so exhausted. I'm like, okay, I'll just do three. And it took some work to like let go of some ones, but it made a world of difference, because I could wake up every day and say, okay, how can I bring courage, curiosity, and belonging to my day? And it wasn't belonging at that time, but, you know, a version of that. I could easily do it. And if a corporation gets their core values down to three, which is possible, it takes a little bit of work, but it's not difficult, then everybody in the company can say, okay, how can we bring more of these three core values to our employee experience, our client experience, our, you know, whatever they're trying to do. So it doesn't take a lot of work. It just takes a willingness to reduce the core values down to three and then ask, how can we make greater use of these?
Right. That's incredible. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for the work you're doing. How can people find you? What's your website? Share all the important things with us.
Yeah, I'm at joeychandler.net. You know, everything is there. And I'm at joeychandler70 across all platforms.
Perfect. Joey, it has been a pleasure. Thank you so much. We're probably going to have to circle back in a couple months. I would love to have another conversation with you. This was awesome.
Thank you.
And I appreciate you showing up. This is monumental. You are my first guest on the Listen Bitch podcast. So thank you so much.
Wait, hold on a second. You said I'm the first guest?
You're the first guest. You're my first
guest.
Oh
my gosh, congratulations. I did not know that.
Thank you. Thank you. No, it has been a struggle. I've been stood up so many times, and that's why I went the route of, you know, I've asked friends, I've asked really important people in my life, I've asked clients, it's been rough. It's been rough getting people to actually show up. So I appreciate you. This is a big deal. Well,
I feel honored. You look like such a badass. I figured everything was right. I'm like, oh, well, thank you so much for giving me this honor. I hope it was helpful. I can't wait to hear all about it because you're an author, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Amazon bestselling 3 times now. So yeah.
And
having a great time.
I just have to ask, how does joy show up in all your work?
Joy, how does it show up in my work? I mean, I have fun in everything I do.
Yeah.
And I think that is just it's an energy that applies to my words. I don't take anything too serious.
Yep.
So yeah, I would say that's
awesome. Well, yeah. I would bet it's throughout everything, just knowing you just this, you know, these few minutes here.
But
thank you. Congratulations. It's no small feat to say, hey, I'm going to do a podcast, especially when people don't show up. Don't ghost. Yeah. If you're going to be a guest, don't ghost.
Exactly. No ghosting. Big theme today. No, I appreciate this. I think this was the perfect conversation to shift this season to bringing on more people and to just giving my listeners someone to hear besides me. Right. Like, it's like, do you have kids, Joey?
I do. I have 16. Okay. I have one. Yeah.
All right. Well, so, you know, when you tell your kids something, it doesn't mean anything, right? But they hear it from someone else and all of a sudden they're like, oh my God, they were right. And I feel like my listeners probably feel like that. They've been listening to me for almost a year now. And it's just nice to bring in some fresh views, fresh ideas, fresh voice, right?
Yeah.
So I appreciate that. I know my listeners appreciate it. Make sure you guys give Joey a follow. That is definitely your homework step today, to check out what your core values are. Come up with the 3 things. Okay. It doesn't have to be easy. Just get it done, right? That's it. And you could do it from bed. If you're struggling to even get out of bed, this is something you could literally do laying there. So, All right, you guys, have a great day, and I will see you tomorrow. Thanks again, Joey.
Thank you.